So, Mark, you know my whole, shoe thing?
Huh. Let me just say how much, and I have to close my eyes and savor this.
Uh-huh.
How much I love your shoes.
Ooh, I brought some beauties today. I have them on the shelf behind us.
Why?
Wait.
I didn't even see that. Nice focusing.
My Vanna Whiting. Yes. I went to college with a girl who took classes on how to do this.
You went to a college that had classes?
No, she took it outside of the college that I was actually going to for architecture school. It was like a tech thing. I don't know. Tech modeling? I don't know. But, so I have so many shoes. I've been the same shoe size since I was 12 years old. And while that's a fortune and also a blessing in some ways, it's a curse because I don't grow out of my nice shoes. I don't wear them enough. And I have shoes that are really old, and I don't wear them.
Do they creak like that when you walk in them?
Really, they do. Some of them actually really do. But, so, I was looking at my shoe collection, which I love, and I was thinking, you know what? I don't wear all of these. And so I put myself to the test.
This is a big deal for you. It is.
June Shoe Challenge. And it sounds like so frivolous in a lot of ways. But if I don't wear them by the end of the month, I probably won't wear them. I'm excluding all winter shoes since it's June as well.
I'm including all hot high heels, which need to be pre-approved before they go anywhere.
They will go in Mark's special closet. But anyway, so I am dared myself to do this. And so far, I've been doing really well. But I'm trying to figure out how to make a difference with my personal mission of decluttering and everything. And Genevieve Gorder is going to be popping up next and helping us with some design ideas. But I wanted to just point to one really awesome shoe company called Toms. And if you're into rhinos and you're into helping like endangered species and stuff, go
you
to
rhinoceros.
Yeah, rhinoceros.
Okay,
the animal.
A shoe term.
No.
Okay, got it.
No, it's not like a mule. A mule is a mule. It's a kind of shoe. A rhino shoe is a shoe that Toms makes to help support endangered species. So you buy the rhino shoe at toms.com, and they actually help rhinos all over the world. They're cute. They're adorable shoes. The other thing, too, I wanted to point out, you know, June is Alzheimer's month, and I've been wearing my purple ring all month long. It's made out of recycled telephone wire. And if you like this ring, they're really not that expensive. You can go to
call me with it.
What?
You got to take a break.
Refashion.com, and you can totally check it out. People, women in Vietnam are making them, which is kind of an awesome thing. We got to go. We'll be right back with Genevieve Gorder. Thanks, guys.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-in-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
Happening, you're at my fix it up life.
Yes, and I'm a shoe hoarder, and I admit it, and I need to get my hoarder in order. And you know, the best way to do that probably is to not look within myself, but to look outward at other experts to figure out how to, you know, get my hoarder in order.
I can't resist because it's all coming out of I like have to squeeze my forehead while I say this, Genevieve Gorder. Hoarder in order, Genevieve Gorder.
You rhyme. I didn't even notice that.
Hoarder, goiter, it all rhymes.
That's right. As long as you don't have the gout, you're okay.
But I just nearly missed that one. I'm happy to say I missed.
Yeah, the alphabet was kind, I guess, that day. So I have some of my lovelies up on the shelf, some of my faves, and I do. I have probably at least more than 100 pairs of shoes. So I'm trying to go through them methodically and figure out what I can get rid of. But as you are a fabulous design expert, how would you go about this problem?
The purge or the organization? Like, what's the main question?
The organization. Let's do that one.
What you're going to keep? How do we do this? Is that the question?
Well, after I figured out, maybe I'll keep 50 pairs.
Jesus.
Okay. What do I do?
Let's get serious.
I think 30 to 50 is realistic because you have your formal, you have your everyday, you have your trainers, and then you have a couple of flats or maybe more than a couple in there too. I think that I I think 50 is pretty healthy, actually.
Okay.
What I do, it's a fine line between hoarding and collecting, right? When it gets to the point, I like what you're doing about your purge in wearing a different pair of shoes every day. If you're going to keep them, you're going to wear them, and so you're going through your whole array. I think that's a really smart way to edit. And I've never heard of that before, but I really like that. So, A, good job.
Yay.
B, with what you have left. Now, I think there's different things you do depending on what your OCD is, like what makes you tick. Like, are you a liner-upper? Are you more of a sculptural person? I happen to be more of a sculptural girl. So I don't like things too contained and being creative like yourself. I need to see things to know what I have. And sometimes that can mean it looks messy because things are out. With my shoes, I think shoe racks hold you back. I think they hold you back from how many shoes you could actually have because they actually take up so much space that could be filled with shoe. So I say no to the racks. What I do is put them on the base of all my hanging storage, which is my entire closet, and I do this for all my clients too. And I organize by color. Like, how many red shoes do you really need? Do you need 20 pairs of red heels? Probably not. So once I see it divided into color is when I begin my next edit. What am I wearing? A, what do I need to get rid of that I'm wearing not avidly enough? And color usually solves that for myself. But I need to see my shoes just like I need to see all my shirts and my pants hanging in the closet. I need to see all my shoes out too.
That is such a really smart thing because I'm just thinking about, because I'm a color girl. I love beautiful colored shoes, but I imagine that you're going into people's closets and there's like 20, 30, 40 pairs of black high heel shoes.
Yes, exactly. And it's just like the white shirt. You don't need 20 long sleeve button down white shirts. You need like two awesome ones and the rest can go. And I feel the same way about shoes, and you want to keep buying new shoes anyway, because it's fun, and your tastes change, and it's fashion, and it's fickle. Keep the you know, the classics all around, that great black heel, the really sexy hot red heel. Have a couple of heels that you can put in and out seasonally. But I just think it's obsessive. Like, I look at the Kardashian closets, and yes, it looks like a store, but it's obnoxious. Like, spend that money on something better, like people or travel.
I kind of totally agree with you. But right. You know what? I don't want to bore Mark with all of my shoe talk.
You're not boring me. Oh. This introspection, wrong word. This something.
Intervention?
Something. It might be infection. I don't know. I'm not good with the language. But your look at human nature is fascinating. That's what I get out of this. I'm all my shoe crap, it's all in one pile.
He has like six pair of shoes.
I know where they are. I know what they do. And I know when I wear them.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And I like the practicality of that. But you guys don't wear heels. And you don't have to be the variety of things that we have to be.
No, so, and I'm not saying that I do. I'm not saying that. This isn't a one of those. This is you know how the client sees it. You're talking to Teresa's reacting to what you're saying because you're a good read of your designer, obviously, but the human nature part of it is what's got me going. Like, this is leadership. This is different other things besides where do I put my shoes.
I'm so impressed that you're seeing that just from this conversation because I totally feel that too, honey. Yeah, I think we're having like a love moment, you know, like a little heart thing happening here. I think that's special. But you know what? I do want to talk about, though, the other things that the things that you're working on these days, because, you know, I don't want to just obsess about my shoes.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Well, I was ready to go in. Like, we keep on going about shoes. That's totally fine.
Yeah, just, you know, we'll do Twitter and all that stuff at the end so we can follow you. Let's keep talking
organization. Now,
how are you? Okay, so you've got the person with 18 white shirts and 45 red shoes, and then you talked about Kardashian for a second, which is half of that might just be props just because they're on TV, who knows, but you're in real life, and there's a point where you got to say, hey, Mrs. Jones, out the door. is it a trash can? Is it?
It's easier to say to somebody. It's harder to do for yourself, like you guys are doing. But no, I don't think you. I think people have such sentiment attached to things, especially in our country, that we hold on to things for a variety of psychological reasons. But either it's control, a disorder, obsessive compulsive, can't really keep track of what they have and don't have. I mean, there's a million different reasons we do it. Someone passed away and you hold on to like a whole house full of stuff. The list goes on and on. You have to dig a little bit beneath the issue. And once you start itching, it always reveals itself if you're nice about it. I don't think it's about attacking with aggression or shame. I think it's about just having them answer the questions and even ask the questions of it themselves. I see in color and pattern. If I can come in and take all your stuff and put it into organized groups of shape, size, and color, so you actually see how many white shirts, how many blue jeans, how many red shoes you have, that's impactful. And people start making up the solutions for themselves half the time. If they're being reluctant and sticky, then it's come up with a dangling carrot that can give another home that maybe feels good to them, like they're being a better person by letting go of stuff, like giving to, you know, kids who don't have shoes all over the world, to donating the fabric so we can make blankets for people who don't have shelter. I mean, there's so many ways to give as well. I think if you give an outlet and a purpose for a thing, if they think it's going to be trash, they won't let it go.
Yeah, I find that to be true because I've been trying to declutter our home for a couple of years now. And just like I keep going through and giving things away. And so, I mean, we do, like Americans, we're just like crazy about like keeping our stuff. So I want to know, though, like where can people go? So we only have a few minutes left. Your You Live show and on HGTV, on your website. For more organization and strategy tips like this.
For where would they find it from me?
Yeah, like is there a particular video or an episode or something that people should check out?
I have a digital magazine called Real Genevieve. You can go to GenevieveGorder.com. You can find that. I'm doing a huge thing on storage actually with the Container Store right now. So you can find a bunch of new tips every single month on my app. And then I have a million shows coming up too, so I'll be doing that too.
So as far as like an organization in the minute that we have left, like what is the question that either totally annoys you that you get asked all the time or you're like oh my God, why aren't I ever asked that question? You guys really need this help. Is there anything like that?
You know, the places that people don't ask about are usually the places that need the most organization. I just did a big piece for MediaMode.com. They're a big PR website. Anyway, I call it the stubbed toes of house. It's like the underbelly, what's not sexy in the house is what we tend to ignore because we can, and it's a little bit hidden. Like the area under the sink, I hate that little spot, and it was one of my stubbed toes. So I attacked it in an episode because I was so sick of myself. We have drawers that we pile junk. It's either our spice drawer, it's our accessory drawer, it's a van. We all have hoarding tendencies, and it's just being open about where they are. And it's not the whole room. It's not the sexy top of bed. It's the bed inside the bedside table. Like, that's what bugs people. That's what needs to be talked about. It's just not as sexy, you know?
You know,
But I will be there in 5 minutes ago.
We do have to go, but I just have this vision, you know, Friends, the episode of Friends where they finally open that closet of Monica's and everything comes piling out because she is such a neat freak and she's just pushed everything in this one closet. It's just exploded everywhere. I think you're right. We all have that in our lives, and addressing that actually kind of can make you like happier too.
Watch her on TV.
Oh, I can't tell you, under my sink, I've kept it exactly how I designed it, and it makes me so happy. And it's just for me. It's not for anybody else. For me.
That is beautiful.
That is a beautiful story. Send us a picture. We'll post it.
For insights into human
nature. I'll send you the link to the video.
Awesome.
For videos, for how-to, for design, for declutter.
Yes.
Her name is Genevieve Gorder. Woo! You've seen her before.
And she's getting my hoarder in order. We got to go. Thanks, Genevieve.
Let's go.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
So, Mark?
Yes.
You know my whole thing about shoes? Do you know I like shoes?
Now, that's not.
Are you
really
staying with
those...
the conversation here about my obsession with shoes and how I'm trying to figure out a way of making it into something positive?
I'm trying just to figure out a way in my relationship where if you ask a question, I can give an answer.
Oh!
Really, what this is Teresa asks a question, then she wants to keep talking. Go.
Okay.
Tell me about your obsession with shoes.
You know that I am obsessed about shoes, and I was thinking about it, and as we've been talking about, that, you know, trying to find a way to, you know, declutter my closet and to make a difference at the same time, and I found this awesome shoe that I think someone's here to talk about.
Kenton, welcome the shoethatgrows.org, which is essentially one of those things that breaks the internet. Long before Teresa had this fantastic idea, and I'm glad she did, and all the, you know, banter back and forth is one thing. I think this is serious. I saw your theshoethatgrows.org somewhere, and it was one of those, what do people call them, head slappers.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's like it's something that should have already been invented a long time ago. So a shoe that grows five sizes with your kid. And, you know, like, I just, like, bow to you for your innovation and your excellence and your service to helping children all over the world. So, Ken, tell us about the backstory. How did you get this idea?
Tell us, however, first, for those listening on podcast or radio who haven't seen it, if you could tell us what it is, then how it got that way.
Sure. So to start, yeah, the shoe that grows, it's a shoe that can grow up to five sizes and last up to 5 years. So basically, it's just a really simple design, no mechanical parts, no gears, nothing that's going to break that kids would have to try to replace. Just a really simple designed shoe that adjusts in the front, on the sides and on the back to allow it to grow with the foot. So as kids' feet are growing, whenever it feels uncomfortable, the kids can just adjust it and it can fit again. So that's the shoe that grows. And it's kind of a really fun story of how the idea even started. I thought I was, you know, this college kid who knew everything, but in the back of my mind, I knew that I didn't really have a lot of firsthand experience in the world. I'm from a little town close to Boise, Idaho. I absolutely love Idaho, but you know, this is not the whole world. And so after college, I took about a year and I traveled. I lived in Quito, Ecuador, and then I lived in Nairobi, Kenya. And just a life-changing experience for me. And when I was in Nairobi, I got to live and work at an orphanage for kids whose parents had passed away from HIV/AIDS. Oh. So about 140 kids. And I just got to live and work with them every single day. It was amazing. But one day, we were walking, and a little girl next to me, a little girl in a white dress, I'll never forget it, I'm walking next to her, and I look down, and I was just shocked at how small her shoes were. I mean, just absolutely shocked. I remember thinking in my American mind, why is she wearing this pair of shoes? These don't fit. She needs to put on another pair of shoes. But of course, she didn't have another pair of shoes, and even with that pair, they were so small. She had to cut open the front of her shoes to let her toes stick out. And I don't know why I hadn't noticed before. I'd been there about a month, but it really just broke my heart. And I looked around, and so many of the kids had shoes that didn't fit. And so later that day, I asked the orphanage director, you know, why do so many kids have shoes that don't fit? And he said they'd received a shipment of donated shoes a little more than a year ago, but they hadn't received any more donations since then. And they didn't have any money to buy the kids any new shoes. So just right then and there, I thought, Wouldn't it be nice if there was a pair of shoes?
Yeah, that is absolutely, I love that. And I love how simple it is. And I also, you know, going to your website, theshoethatgrows.org, you can purchase a pair of shoes. So it's K through five, like your K through four, whatever, your child, or the next set of 5 years. And, or you can buy a pair of shoes for someone, for a child in another country or around the world through organizations that you're working with. I absolutely love that.
That's right. I think even for you guys, I'm excited to send you a little sample pair that you can check out. And maybe there's a spot on the shelf right behind you. I see some shoes behind you there. Who knows? Maybe this one will find a spot up on the shelf. But yeah, it is available for people to purchase for their kids, for their grandkids as a gift. Also, we also love selling our shoes to organizations that work with kids, people who travel and have a chance to interact with kids around the world. They could buy our shoes and take it with them as they travel and then be able to personally hand those to kids who need shoes. And then again, like you said, for anybody who maybe they don't need a pair or they don't travel, then they could help support some organizations that we work with by donating on the website. So lots of ways to be involved with the shoe that grows.
I'm so impressed.
Let me ask you a practical and probably heartless question. It, you know, somewhere inside me there are emotions and stuff, but I can't always find them. No, seriously, I mean, thinking about the simplicity of what you're doing, and I don't mean this to be heartless, but why, I mean, I'll spit the question out and pretend that I'm a good guy. Why not go barefoot?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was right there. I used to think shoes were not a big deal. If kids have shoes, that's great. If they don't, they're happy barefoot African kids. You know, like I didn't think it was a big deal until I went and saw firsthand the living conditions. That's probably the biggest part of this. So there are over 2 billion with a B, 2 billion people in the world have some kind of soil transmitted disease. So for many, many people, they live in a context, their home, their neighborhood, their community, they live in a context that is just not very clean. They don't have adequate sanitation. You know, it's not like a lot of us live in maybe in the States or in a developed country. They just live in dirty places. So when kids go barefoot, when they get a cut, a scrape, a burn, something on their foot, now they're opening their body up through their feet to they're susceptible for diseases entering their body through their feet. Kids are getting hookworm and other diseases that ultimately they're getting sick, they're missing school, they can't help their families, and they fall behind. And so for me, I saw this firsthand, and then it became my mission not just to get them shoes, but essentially to try to put them in a position where they can succeed. If they have shoes to protect their feet, now they can stay healthy. When they're healthy, they can go to school. When they can go to school, they've got chances to succeed. And it just broke my heart when I saw kids not have those chances to succeed. So a little thing.
Yeah, it's just so simple too. It's $10. Yeah. It lasts 5 years. It's $2 a year. It's not a lot of money for kind of a huge investment at that fundamental part of your life, you know, where you're trying to go to school and everything. And yeah. I'm so glad that I found you on the internet because, you know, I am shoe obsessed. In an American female sort of way.
Very first world problem, Ken.
Very first world problem. And I think
what do I do with all my money? It's stacked up everywhere.
I don't really think that I have that problem particularly. But, you know, shoes are something that all women like to buy because you don't have to, like, you know, with your body and you having children and all the stuff you go through, your size changes and it's hard. But shoes, well, they always fit. They always are pretty and they make an outfit. So I made a June shoe challenge for myself to wear a different pair of shoes all month long. So as I'm wearing, and I do have more than that, it's embarrassing.
Oh, wow.
But so every day that I'm putting on a pair of shoes during the month of June, I'm thinking about you and thinking about kids, and I'm trying to encourage other people to think about, you know, beyond our obsession with shoes and how beautiful they are, but, you know, think about how we can make a difference. You know, $10 is just not a lot of money. I feel like I'm on a telethon or something, but I just, it seems like such an easy thing.
I forgot to get my Jerry Lewis tuxedo bow tie. I would have unwrapped right. it. I've been sweating.
For a limited time only.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the big board, Tony. What are we up to now?
That is so hilarious. So what organizations are you working with? I know there's one that is a global organization.
Yeah, and we work with lots of different ones. On our website, one that you'll find that is a global one is called Hands of Hope. And they're really cool. What they do is they take old medical supplies, not too old that they don't work, but essentially things that hospitals don't use anymore once they get new supplies. They take all the old supplies from hospitals, they put them in a big giant container, and they ship them around the world to different places. And so we've connected with them, and whenever they have space available in their containers, we just include some shoes in there too. Because not only, you know, the important medical supplies that help people in hospitals, but like we've been saying, something as simple as a pair of shoes can prevent a lot of the diseases as well. So Hands of Hope is an awesome organization that really cares about health. And again, these shoes, just having a pair of shoes is such a big health, issue for kids around the world. And can I say one more thing too? Mark and Teresa, I love how different you guys are. And here, another cool thing about the shoes, for a guy like Mark, who has mentioned that he doesn't have a heart, you know, he's just very, 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 very practical guy.
True story.
So for a guy like Mark, I really think the shoe that grows makes a lot of sense, because we're not just throwing a ton of money at a handout that's only going to last for a few months, you know, something like that. These are long-lasting, sustainable shoes that we're still trying to make better and better and better, so that it's a good investment and it means something, you know, and it's not just trying to pull on the heartstrings, but this actually makes sense for these kids. And then Teresa, someone like you that is opening up your eyes to not only how you love shoes, but how shoes are important to kids around the world. You know, there is an emotional connection, and we love it when people open up their lives even just a little bit to see what's happening in the world around them. And so we just think it's a great, simple product that can really help a ton of kids. And we're excited to involve the Marks and the Teresas of the world with what we're doing. So again, thank you guys. This is great.
Well, I have to say, you know, and you did open my eyes to the fact that kids are getting all of these infections and just from, you know, cuts on their feet, not having the right shoes. But for mommy people that watch and listen, my Fix It Up Life too, think about your kids' feet. They grow constantly. It's like ridiculous. They're like little weeds in the children age. You could get a pair of these shoes and they could be your summer shoes for like 5 years, and it's $10. Like you can't get that at any retail store. Like it's just not possible. And then while you're there, you should spend an extra $10 and give it to a kid from somewhere else around the world. And I love what you have on your, I think it's on your website, that my goal in life is to keep things simple. I'm still working on that. Probably a lifelong endeavor. And I think we're all with you on that.
My life too, Kenton. My life too.
And we have to go, geez, though.
The Shoe That Grows, Twitter, Facebook, and .org. Get involved. This guy has a good idea and you want to be part of it. We do. We're out. We'll be back.
Thanks, Kenton. We're at the end of our shoe party, Mark, and I want to tell everybody to go to myfixituplife.com, check out my June shoe challenge. Challenge one of your girlfriends to do a challenge for even just a week. Donate $10 to help someone around the world, and click here. What's here, Mark?
Videos. Watch them. Ask us questions. What's wrong with my house? Why does my plumbing stink? Anything you want. You got questions, we got answers. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, whatever you love for your podcast. We're out!
Thanks, guys.